peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，让我们可以再次的聚集在教会来学习神的道理。
And we thank God for His grace that we can all gather here to learn His words.
小弟现在奉主的圣名来查考看报好信息的仆人。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to study the topic of behold a servant who brings good tidings.
我们现在在读圣经，读以赛亚书今天照进度是读42章。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading Isaiah chapter 42.
那从42章一开头的时候，他就提到看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的。
And so it begins, and verse 1 begins, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
那这就是在以赛亚书里面很出名的仆人的歌在描述主耶稣基督的工作。
And so this is a famous song of the servant that outlines the work of our Lord Jesus.
那因为42章的第一节到第四节呢，马太福音12章从第15节开始呢就很清楚的印证这是讲主耶稣基督。
And so, starting from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1-4, is a prophecy that was also recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, verse 18-21.
那这是圣经里面已经指定他是在讲谁在讲主耶稣基督的。
And so the Bible points that this is a prophecy regarding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在以赛亚书从42章开始呢，他一连有四个地方描述主耶稣基督是神的仆人他所要来传扬福音工作的预言。
And so there are four places in Isaiah chapter 42 that outlines the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以42章、49章、50章、52章到53章，我们都看到在描述耶稣基督是成为神的仆人的角色是带来给世人救恩的救赎主。
So there are four places in the book of Isaiah that the Lord that prophesied that our Lord Jesus Christ will carry a role as a servant to give salvation to mankind.
那在这些有关于神的仆人的描述里面，有一些是非常独特的，只有应用在主耶稣身上，任何其他人都不适用的。
And so there are things that there are descriptions that are that of this Jesus that only fit our Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else.
特别是在第53章描述主耶稣基督为世人牺牲他所受的苦，那是只有应验在耶稣的身上。
And in Isaiah chapter 53 is a description of how our Lord Jesus Christ died, and this is only describing our Lord Jesus Christ.
那可是在以赛亚书里面，其实他在讲神的仆人，不是只有在讲主耶稣基督而已。
But in the book of Isaiah, when it is speaking about a servant, it's not only referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们在读以赛亚书的时候，从40章开始，我们看到神对他的选民的安慰。
And so starting from Isaiah chapter 40, records how God is comforting His people.
所以40章的一开头第一节就说，你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1 begins with comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God.
第二节要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又要向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己一切的罪从神手中加倍受罚了。
Verse 2, speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended.That her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
你看这里，他这个在谈话的这个说的人他对一群人在说。
And so the author is speaking to a group of people.
说你们要安慰我的百姓。
Saying that you must comfort my people.
也就是说，这一群领受神信息的人。他们要去传达神安慰的话语，对他的百姓，对他的国度说的。
And so these group of people that are receiving this message is to are to comfort the people of God.
那要去特别去宣告一个平安的信息。
And specifically to pass on a message of peace.
就是征战的日子已经过去了。
And to say that the time of warfare is ended.
罪孽赦免了。
And the iniquity is pardoned.
他们为他们的罪所受到的刑罚已经满足了。现在神已经愿意赦免他们了。
And the Lord has already forgiven their sins.
所以这在说明有一群被神所差派的人，他们要去传讲和平的信息。
So here describes a group of messengers that are to spread a message of peace.
所以事实上一开头他所谈到的重点就是有一群神所特用的仆人，他们要成为神的传声筒，特别是对这个万邦来传讲救赎主即将出现在我们人间。
And so 41 records that a group of people are to receive a task to spread this message that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come to mankind to give salvation to all.
所以以赛亚书40章到第66章呢，这是以赛亚书的第二个大段落，特别在强调从神来的安慰。
And so starting from Isaiah chapter 40 to chapter 66 records the message of comfort from the Lord.
那这个安慰其实是针对神剩余的百姓来说的。
And this comforted message is for the people of God.
就是 remnant, 剩下来的。
The remnants of God.
所以因为在以赛亚书是第十章的时候。
Because in Isaiah chapter 10.
虽然在前面第一大段里面它主要信息在讲有关于神的警告跟神即将要施行的审判。
In the beginning of Isaiah records the judgment and what is to come of God's people.
所以在前面一大段里面谈到很多有关祸的问题，祸灾什么什么人。
And so in the beginning describes many woes to different types of people.
所以包括神的当时候他的耶路撒冷城圣城里面的这些百姓，先知也跟他们说祸灾这些这个只是有表面信仰的人，他们要小心的。
And in the beginning, the prophet says, "Woe to the people of Jerusalem who are in the holy city, and to the people of God."
但是，其实在这个第一段落里面，它隐含了许多有关于主耶稣基督要来拯救世人的信息。
But it also talks about many of the message on how in which the Lord will save His people.
这是神的救赎的计划。
And this is a part of the salvation plan of God.
所以到在十章二十节，比如说
，For example, in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 20,
到那日，以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃脱的，要不再倚靠那击打他们的却要诚实倚靠主以色列的圣者。
And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth.
第二十一节说，所剩下的，就是雅各家所剩下的，必要归回全能的神。
Verse 21, the remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob to the Almighty God.
这个其实在说明这个剩余的百姓，他们最后都要能够来回归到这位全能的神。
And so here it tells us the remnant of the people of God will return to God.
这个就是神要再次拯救他们。
And the Lord will once again save them.
那这样的，那表示百姓他们一定会经历一个很大的灾难是国家被灭，百姓被掳的这个遭遇。
And so the people will face a great disaster in which the kingdom will be taken away and they'll be destroyed.
那到了第四十章，他现在就要来提出神这些安慰的话语了。
And now, as we read chapter 40 of Isaiah, God is comforting His people.
要这些归回的人，他们要怎么样能够再次的成为神的仆人
？And so it describes how these remnants of that once, how they must once again become the people of God.
来完成神对这个所拣选的百姓所定的旨意，就是要让他们成为神圣洁的国度。
And to fulfill the promise of God to them and how they will be restored as the holy nation of God.
所以这个是一个安慰的信息，他就说要去宣告要这些领受神话语的人要去宣告一个平安的时代会来到。
And so this is a message to a group of people which they have to spread that there will, that there will be a peaceful time in the future.
所以我们, 在看第二段落, 从40章以后呢, 我们现在看的仆人呢, 不能够只有看到主耶稣基督而已。
And so starting from chapter 40, when we see servant, we cannot only and think that it is our Lord Jesus Christ.
更重要的是要看到我们每一个弟兄姐妹 需要成为神的仆人这个角色。
Moreover, we must see ourselves playing this role of a servant.
因为这些神的仆人, 他们被神从万民当中拣选, 有神赋予他们的使命。
Because these people are chosen out of all nations because they have a commission.
所以比如说37章, 他就提到大卫是神的仆人。
For example, in chapter 37, describes David as a servant of God.
你看37章的第35节。
Isaiah chapter 37, verse 35.
神他要拯救这个被围困的耶路撒冷城。
And the Lord wants to save his holy city of Jerusalem.
为什么?
And why?
因为他说, 为我的自己的缘故, 为我仆人大卫的缘故, 我要保护拯救这城。
Verse 35, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
我们都知道大卫他是神特选的人。
And we see that David was chosen by God.
神跟他立约。
And God made a covenant with him.
神赐给他力量, 赐给他权柄。
God gave him, bestowed upon him power and authority.
他真的也成为一个合神心意的王。
And he became a king that was pleasing before God.
虽然他也犯罪, 他也惹神发怒。
Although he once sinned angered God.
但是我们也知道，这个就是人如果没有耶稣基督的救赎， 没有一个人能够胜过他肉体的情欲。
We know without the salvation of God, nobody can overcome their fleshly desires.
所以我们看到旧约的不完美。
So we see how the Old Testament is incomplete.
但是这个被神特选的这个大卫。
However, this servant David that was chosen by God.
他在神的眼中是
In God's eye, he was a beloved servant.
那这个仆人就是要完成主人的心意。
And the servant is to complete the will of the master.
所以我们看到大卫他走完他的一生。
So we see after David came finished.
他留下他一生结束了以后。
When his life was completed.
你看在新约时代的《使徒行传》里面的作者就特别提到说，他是一个合神心意的王。
And we see that in the book of Acts, the author describes that David was one pleasing to God.
所以他的一些作为，其实是按照神的计划，他的一生在完成神的工作。
We see that in his entire life, he was completing the will of God.
那大卫，这个他的角色就不是以赛亚书要强调重点。
And his work is emphasized in the book of Isaiah as a servant.
那我们如果看, 以赛亚书的43章,
if we look at Isaiah chapter 43,
43章,
Isaiah chapter 43,
这里就提到, 我们先来看, 我们先来看, 41章, 对不起,
let us first turn to Isaiah chapter 41,
41章的第8节,
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8.
为你以色列我的仆人雅各我所拣选的我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔
Verse 8 But you Israel are my servant Jacob whom I have chosen the descendants of Abraham my friend
第9节
Verse 9
你是我从地极所领来的从地角所招来的且对你说你是我的仆人我拣选你并不弃绝你
Verse 9 You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its furthest regions and said to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and have not cast you away.
第10节说, 你不要害怕, 因为我与你同在, 不要惊慌, 因为我是你的神, 我必兼顾你, 我必帮助你, 我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
你看这一段信息, 这是, 以赛亚先知他所传达的神安慰的信息
So we see this message was a message of comfort by Prophet Isaiah
那他特别强调说以色列是神的仆人
When here it mentions that Israel is the servant of God
这神用第一人称来说以色列是我的仆人雅各是我拣选的
God as first person is saying Israel is my servant Jacob is whom I have chosen
这些人都是我的朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔的
And these descendants of Abraham are my friend.
那这个说明亚伯拉罕他跟神的关系，有亚伯拉罕之后，才有这些雅各、以色列这个这些 这些人民的。
So we see that because God's relationship with Abraham comes Jacob and Israel.
所以在雅各书里面，他就特别提到亚伯拉罕是神的朋友这个关系。
And so the book of James describes Abraham as a friend of God.
那这个在万民当中，神就选亚伯拉罕。
And out of all people, God chose Abraham.
神跟他很亲。
And God was very intimate with him.
所以你看，神甚至到亚伯拉罕的帐篷里面去做客。
And God himself was a visitor to the tents of Abraham.
要去毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉以前，特别去通知了亚伯拉罕。
And before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he alerted Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕他是神的朋友，神特别强调他跟亚伯拉罕的关系。
And so God emphasizes his relationship with Abraham.
这一群人，这个亚伯拉罕的后裔是神所爱的。
And the descendants of Abraham are a group of people whom the Lord loves.
他们是他说是神从地极所招来的，地角所领来的了。
It is a group of people chosen from the ends of the earth whom He has called in His furthest regions.
神一直强调说，你就是我的仆人。
God emphasizes that you are my servant.
我拣选你。
I have chosen you.
既然拣选了，就不会弃绝了。
And after I've chosen you, I will not leave you behind.
所以我们看到这里的仆人特别提到这个神所拣选的百姓，就是以色列雅各的后代。
And here we see that the chosen people are the descendants of Abraham.
因此我们在看以赛亚书这段信息的时候，
So when we see this message in the book of Isaiah,
我们因着有主耶稣基督的救赎，
And because of the salvation of God,
我们现在看到这段信息就在跟我们讲的。
And we see that this message is directed towards us.
因为我们在基督里面，我们成为属灵的亚伯拉罕后代。
Because in Jesus Christ, we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
所以加太书第三章特别强调，在基督里面，我们都成为神的儿女。
And Galatians chapter 3 emphasizes that in Jesus Christ, we are all His children.
我们在神跟亚伯拉罕的约里面是有份的了。
And under the covenant with Abraham, we have a part.
所以从这个角度，我们要看，这个。神的仆人以色列雅各，神所拣选的，就在指我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人。
So we see that the descendants of Abraham, Jacob, and Israel are representative of us today.
那这个信息，他强调说，神说我是拣选你的，那我要与你同在，你不要害怕。
So the message from God saying that I am fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
我是你的神，你是我的子民。
And I am your God, and you are my people.
我要帮助你。
And I will help you.
我要用我公义的右手来扶持你。
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
那这个表示，你看神给这些他的仆人有非常非常十分的把握，就是说他们一定可以得到平安。
So here the Lord reassures that His people that they will have peace.
就算他们遭遇苦难，神也要与他们同在。
Even though they may encounter trouble, but the Lord will be with them.
好，那在如果我们再看四十三章
，and if we look at chapter 43，
四十三章一开头的时候，第一节
，so in verse 1 of chapter 43，
他再强调一个这样的一个道理
，he emphasizes this message again。
雅各啊，创造你的主以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名造你，你是属我的。
43 verse 1, but now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine.
这些神所创造出来的这些属他的人，能够被神称作仆人的是有特权的。
And so here, these people that are created by God and chosen by God have authority.
是被神救赎，是神特别提名字招来的。
And they are special because they are chosen by name.
那所以你看我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹，其实我们都是神在创世以前在基督里面所拣选的人。
And so today every one of us brothers and sisters sitting here are chosen by God before the creation in Christ.
我们都还没生下来，神都已经知道我们了。
And before we were even born, the Lord already knew us.
他就安排我们的这个生活的界限，我们的年岁。那在适当的时候，他就把我们选召进入他的这个身体里面来，成为他的儿女。
And according to time, he has chosen us and put us as a part of his body.
他就要跟我们同在。
And he will be with us.
他告诉我们说，我们是属他的。
And he told us that we belong to him.
那现在第二节说你如果从水里面经过，我就跟你同在。从你踢过江河，水不会漫过你，就是神提供给我们完整的保护。
In verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the waters they shall not overflow you, meaning that the Lord will be with us and protect us.
就算从火中经过也不会被烧啊。
And through you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned.
就好像神 用一个特殊的保护罩把我们罩住一样。
And it's like God is, has a protection around us.
这是属神人 的一个、特殊的恩典。
And this is a grace given to the people of God.
为什么？第三节说，因为我是主你的神，是以色列圣者，你的救主。
And why? Because in verse 3, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
主耶稣他是我们的救主，他为我们付出了这个、赎价，生命的赎价了。
And Jesus Christ is our Savior, and he has given up his life for us.
那所以现在我们是这个属灵的以色列人了。
And so now we are the spiritual Israelites.
我们是成为神的仆人。
And we are now all the servants of God.
那我们这个神的仆人，我们就有使命。
So as a servant of God, we have this commission.
神他保护我们，他呼召我们，他保护我们是有目的的。
And the Lord called us and protects us for a purpose.
他不是只是让我们说我们来这个世界享受他的美好的创造，就过这样子一辈子，然后好像说啊，我已经这个世界好吃的吃过了，好看的看过了，那个什么 好的生活我都经历了，这样满足了。
And we do not come to this world to live a very a lifestyle that we enjoy the world.
其实今天我们成为神的仆人
，But as a servant of God today，
很重要的一件工作
，an important task for us。
我们看第十节
，and verse 10。
主神说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是主。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。”
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 10, You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me.
这里特别提到说，这些神的仆人是神的见证。
And so here it mentions that the servant of God are also his witnesses.
因为我们是神所特选的仆人，是要来完成这个主人的旨意，完成他交付的工作。
And we are his servants and to fulfill what he has entrusted to us.
那他这里很明显的说，这位创造我们的、拣选我们这位主神是独一的真神。
So here also mentions that the God whom chose us is the one and living one true God.
他是我们唯一的救主。
He is our one and only Savior.
所以我们今天其实我们是神的仆人，我们要去传扬我们的救主，我们这位我们的主人是何等的。美是何等的善。
So as a servant today, we have to go and preach the message in which how much our Savior is as wonderful.
他是独一的
，and He is the one and only.
只有他是真神，其他没有。
He is the one true God, and there is no other.
那所以我们今天实际上是要去认识我们选召我们的这位独一的真神。
So today, another one of our roles is to understand our Savior.
就当时候的以赛亚先知他们说那时候所认识的神啊，来看他。
And just as the Lord recorded in the book of Isaiah,
他那时候没有讲这个神是什么名字。
And he didn't describe the name of the Lord.
只知道说这位神是创造天地万物的。
But he knew that the Lord is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他照光照暗，他施平安的降灾祸。
He is the God that is in control of everything.
他是如果百姓犯罪了，他也会发怒，他也会修理他们的。
If his people sin, then he will punish the people.
对不对？这位神他是很有恩典的，可是他又是也是很严厉的，很公义的。
So this God is a God of grace, but he is also righteous.
他只知道说这位神一直跟他讲话。
And he knows that this God is speaking to him.
他要为这位神做见证。
And he wants to be a witness for this God.
但是对我们今天啊，在主耶稣来的成全救恩之后，我们的现在的每一个他的门徒。
But for us sitting here, we as a servant after the Lord Jesus Christ's death for us,
我们知道这位独一的真神跟耶稣基督到底什么关系的。
And we know that this one true God has relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要去宣告耶稣基督就是这个独一的真神。
So we must go out to preach our Lord Jesus Christ is this one true God.
他是来救赎我们的。
And he has come to save us.
他是来为我们付上生命的代价的。
And he has given his life as ransom for us.
如果没有耶稣基督的牺牲
，And without the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们今天其实没有真正的平安。
Then we will have no true peace.
我们也不会有真正的感谢的心呢。
And we will not have a heart of thanksgiving.
现在感恩节又到了。
So we see that Thanksgiving is around the
corner. 很多时候我们就会去回忆说，我们有没有什么事情值得感谢
？And so we like to reflect upon what we should be thankful for.
相信我们在主耶稣基督里面的每一个门徒，我们的感谢的内容一定跟 不信神不认识耶稣人不一样的。
And many of us here, we have a different view with what we are thankful for compared to those who do not have Jesus.
因为当我们认识主以后,
because once we know the Lord,
我们就明白我们生命的意义在哪里了。
We know the purpose of our lives.
我们这生命是属耶稣的。
And our lives belong to Jesus.
这个生命当中，这个生活当中， 可能有一些很喜乐的事， 可能也有一些悲伤的事情。
And so in our lives, we face many happy events and sad moments.
我们会觉得说， 有些事情我们觉得很幸运， 但是我们也会感受到， 好像有时候我们遭遇到一些不幸， 是世人， 可能世人所没有遭遇到的， 我们遭遇到的。
Sometimes we feel we encounter many fortunate events or also events in which we feel that non-believers will do not even face.
我们可能会碰到一些很不幸的事情， 别人外邦人没有信主的， 都不会碰到。
We face some unfortunate events in which some unbelievers don't even face.
但是当我们真的认识主耶稣以后，
But if we truly know the Lord,
我们知道我们的生命是掌握在神手上。
We know that our lives are in His hands.
就算我们遇到了很觉得很不幸的事，
And even though we encounter unfortunate events,
都还是会感谢。
We will still be thankful.
我们心里面会真的是凡事感谢。
And our hearts will always be thankful.
因为我们可以知道， 我们可以体验到说， 神这里所说的， 我与你同在。
Because we can experience and feel that the Lord is with us.
要信服我， 要信神啊。
And to believe in Him.
因为相信神会带领我们走过。
Because if we believe in God, then He will allow us to pass through.
因为神让我们走进这些， 一定有它的意义。
Because the Lord has a purpose when we encounter these events.
我们只要依靠祂， 不要怀疑就对了。
As long as we believe in Him and not doubt.
我们事后一定会明白为什么神让我们遭遇这些事情。
And when we look back, we will understand why the Lord allows us to encounter these events.
罗马书里面所提到的说， 万事互相效力， 叫爱神得益处是真的。
And so in the book of Romans chapter 8 mentions that all things work for the good of those who love Him.
就是要让我们去宣讲主耶稣基督到底是何等的看顾着我们。
And it is to spread the message of how the Lord constantly guides us.
他赐给我们各种生活挑战， 就是要帮助我们成长， 能够跟他更亲近。
He gives us various trials in lives for us to mature and to draw closer to Him.
所以我们是我们这位救主的见证人。
And so we are the witnesses of our Savior.
在我们天下人间没有别的救主可以这样子来爱我们又来训练我们， 然后要让我们得到最宝贵的救恩。
And under heaven, there is nobody else that can love us this much and guide us as our Savior.
所以你看，这是神赐给我们的，已经交付给我们的旨意，我们没有办法拒绝的。
And so this is a commission that is entrusted to us that we cannot reject.
第十二节，
verse 12.
我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神，所以主神说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。
In verse 12, I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God.
这个就是今天我们的使命要一直存积在心上，我们要成为主的见证人。
This is a commission that we have to keep in our heart, that we are His witnesses.
我们再看 44章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书 44章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
第八节，
Isaiah chapter 44 verse 8，
你们不要恐惧也不要害怕，我岂不是从上古就说明指示你们吗？并且你们是我的见证，除我以外岂有真神吗？诚然没有磐石，我不知道一个。
Verse 8， Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one.
所以这个就是今天神 所教会我们每一个他的仆人，我们应该要做的工作。
So this is a message that is entrusted to all of us His servants today.
这是我们要传讲的信息。
And this is the message that we are to preach.
那如果我们看 43章，
And if we look at chapter
43, 43章我们看 21节，
chapter 43 verse
21， 21节说这百姓是 我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
21. This people I have formed for myself, they declare my praise.
这里在提到说，我们要去传扬这位救主的美德。
So here it tells us that we shall to praise to praise him.
就是其实是要去称颂神，让人知道说为什么这位神是值得称颂的。
And it is to spread the message and praise him to allow other people to see why he is worthy of praise.
我们是神的见证人，事实上也是要去彰显神的荣耀的。
And so as a people that praise God, we also have to know that we are glorifying him.
如果我们看第七节,
if we look at verse 7,
第七节,
chapter 43, verse 7,
这些神所造的，神所选的仆人，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。 是我所造成、所做成、所造作的。
Verse 7, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
我们跟神的关系, 在基督里面是很清楚的。
And so it is very clear our relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们成为他的儿女。
We are his children.
这是从我们的身份上来看的。
And this is from the standpoint of a status.
通常, 儿女儿子会像父亲,
and a son is like a father.
女儿也会很像母亲,
a daughter is like a mother.
所以今天我们是神的儿女，很自然的，我们在我们的生命里面，我们的形象里面，就要去表现出我们的父亲天父是怎么样的美好。
And so as the children of God today, we must reflect the behavior of our Father.
所以神的美德、神的荣耀是要从我们的身上来彰显出来的。
And so God's wonder and his glory will be manifested through us.
所以我们去传、我们去做见证的同时，其实我们是在向世人展现出，这位这么独一的神，他在我身上的工作，他是我的神，我是他的子民。
And as a witness, when we are out there to spread the gospel, it is to allow other people to see that I am a child of God and God is my Father.
这说明说我们今天其实 在传讲信息的时候，不是只在讲那些话而已。
And so today when we are preaching the gospel, it is not just through words.
我们不是说，圣经怎么说？你看，这个就是这样子。
It is not to just say that the way the Bible is written. And
圣经是这样写，我们这样了解，这个对别人来说可能就是一个知识。
And if we just tell them what the Bible says, it is merely a knowledge from their perspective.
但是最重要就是我们这个人本身是 怎么样让人看到神的美德在我们身上彰显？
But we must allow other people to see how wonderful God is through our actions.
所以我们的生命实际上是要来荣耀神的。
And so our life is to glorify God.
所以看啊，神的仆人实际上就是在讲我们今天能够活出主耶稣基督形象来。
So today as a servant, we must live out the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们被赋予这个使命。
And we are entrusted with this commission.
那所以 你看到圣经里面从以赛亚书那个时代里面，他就一直在告诉我们，今天幕后这个真教会的每一个属真神的人呢，被救赎的人，我们这个使命有何等重大。So
here in the book of Isaiah emphasizes the importance of us here today living the end days, how important it is to spread the message.
如果我们看44章，以赛亚书44章。
If we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 44,
第一节,
verse 1.
我的仆人雅各, 我所拣选的以色列啊, 现在你当听。
Verse 44, verse 1. Yet hear me now, O Jacob, my servant.
第二节, 造就你, 便要帮助你的主, 如此说, 我的仆人雅各, 我所拣选的耶稣人啊, 不要害怕。
Verse 2. Thus is the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
第三节说，因为我要把水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Verse 3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring.
这里提到说神要赐给我们福气的。
And here the Lord is going to give us blessings.
他要把水 浇灌我们，让我们不会口渴。
You will give us water, and we will not be thirsty.
那这个水，这个就是生命的活水，就是指的神的圣灵。
And this is the living water, referring to the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵要浇灌我们。
And the Holy Spirit will pour upon us.
让我们心灵真正满足。
And our hearts will be satisfied.
然后他说要把神的福气，他说浇灌你的子孙。 那子孙里面这个福气不断。
And he will pour his spirit on our descendants, that our blessings will to our descendants will be never ending.
所以神的仆人其实 被赋予使命，其实 也是要领受神的福气。
And so the servant, as servants of God, we are entrusted with this commission. We are also to receive His blessing.
我们会得到心灵真正的满足。
Our hearts will be truly satisfied.
所以我们今天，我们去做见证的时候。
So today, when we are being witnesses,
其实我们更能够体验到神用圣灵来引导我们的这个奇妙的工作。
And we feel how the Holy Spirit and well is guiding us through this miraculous work.
那我们去做神的工作，去做见证的时候，我们的心灵会得到满足。
When we do His work and when we are bearing witness, our hearts will be fulfilled.
其实我们的子孙也能够跟着蒙福。
Our descendants will also receive blessing.
因为神他是这样子在应许的。
And because this is the promise of God.
所以有时候你看我们很爱我们的儿女，我们也许可以给他们很多很多东西的。
So if we love our chosen, we
如果我们能力可以做得到的话
，if we're able to, we like to give them many things.
但是这些物质东西其实不能够让他们真正得到福气。
But these material things that we can give them will not allow them to
这些物质的好处有时候反而是可能对他们来说一直很大的试探引诱。
And the things that we give them may actually be a hindrance to them.
但是这里圣经告诉我们一个道理。
But the Bible tells us a message.
我们今天如果去做见证，去传福音呢
？If we bear witness and to preach the gospel,
神应许把他这个属灵满足的福气浇灌到我们的子孙。
And God is willing to pour His Spirit to our descendants.
所以我们爱主更多。
So the more that we love the Lord,
我们的儿女其实蒙神祝福。
The more our children will be blessed by God.
神给他们的并不是物质上的好处。
God will not only give them material benefits,
但是他们可以感受到神的爱。
But they can experience the love of God.
他心灵里面得到满足。
And their hearts will be satisfied.
这个就是神奇妙救恩了。
And this is the miraculous salvation of God.
所以我们今天爱儿女，其实就是我们努力的去成为神的仆人。
So today, if we love our children, then we strive to be a good servant for the Lord.
我们去做见证。
And we bear witness for the Lord.
我们去活出主耶稣基督的形象来。
And we live out the Christ-like image in our
lives. 我们在我们的生命里面，让人看到基督的荣耀，神的荣耀。
And allow other people to see and allow the Lord to be glorified.
神应许这些福气要浇灌他后代。
And the Lord promised that He will pour His Spirit to His descendants.
所以神的仆人，他去传讲好信息的时候。
So when the servant is to bring good tidings,
神应许跟他同在。
The Lord is promised to be with him.
这个同在不但这个人本身，而且包括他的家庭。
And not only will the Lord abide with him, but also abide with his family.
所以我们其实我们弟兄姐妹有时候青年有时候会担心说，我去做神的工作，那家庭怎么办
？So many times we may worry that if we put too much time in holy work, we will neglect our family.
其实神他应许他必然照顾。
However, the Lord promised that He will be with the entire family.
这是我们可以相信的。
And this is something that we can trust.
那也是很多的传道同工以及这些在教会里面服侍人所共同经历的感受。
And this is an experience that is shared by many of ministers and full-time workers in the church.
所以我们成为传达好信息的仆人。
If we are a servant that can bring good tidings,
这是神美好的恩典。
And this is a wonderful grace that we receive from God.
这是其实我们每一个人都可以去追求，我们也可以这样去得到。
And this is something that we can all pursue and receive.
只要我们能够看清、看明我们生命在神手中应该要完成的工作。
As long as we can see that what is needed to be done in our lives.
如果我们继续看四十五章。
If we continue to look at Isaiah chapter 45,
四十五章的第四节。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 4.
这里有提到这个古列王。
And here it mentions King Cyrus.
这个是神兴起的一个牧人呢。
Here, this is a shepherd that is.
这个是在四十四章的第二十八节里面说，古列是我的牧人，是神特别显出来的百姓的牧者。
So King Cyrus is a shepherd that the Lord has anointed.
他要成就神所喜悦的。
And he will do what is pleasing to God.
然后接下来四十五章就论这个人嘛，哈。
And in chapter 45 talks about King Cyrus.
他特别提到说，神因我仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列缘故，我就提名召你。你虽不认识我，我要加给你名号。
Which verse?
第四节。
Verse 4, for Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name, and I have named you. though you have not known me.
这个就是古列王啊，他的出现，然后他后来可以真的很大方的下令说，这个被掳的人统统回去重建你们的信仰，重建你们的圣殿。
So this is a servant chosen by Cyrus is a servant chosen by God in which he allows God's chosen people to return to worship the one true God.
古列他们那他根本不知道这位独立真神是怎么一回事。
Cyrus does not know the one true God.
但是他是一个外邦人。
And he is a Gentile.
他其实在神眼中是那个自鸟是不洁净的。
He in the eyes of God is considered unclean.
但是他为了神为了他的选民的缘故。
But because of his people's sake.
他就招他，而且他要他这样做，就是这样做。
God chose Cyrus to do certain things for him.
所以这里特别提到说，你看这个神的百姓，
so、we see
他在社会里面、哦、其实蒙神祝福的一群。
The children of God in society is a blessed group.
今天我们如果真的去为主做见证
，So today if we are witnesses for the Lord，
今天不见得每个人都可以当传道。
Not everyone can be a full-time minister.
但是我们每一个人都可以传福音。
But all of us can preach the gospel.
我们传福音的时候，也许碰到障碍。
And a lot of times we may face hindrances when we preach the gospel.
但是其实神他一定保守。
But the Lord promised that He will abide with us.
就算这些外邦的君王
，and even the kings outside.
神，你要为了成就他的工作
，and the Lord to fulfill.
他招他，他要他做这些事，就做这种事了。
He raised a foreign king to complete his work.
当时候被掳去的这些神的仆人，没有一个人去巴结这个王，说你要给我们对我们好一点的。
None of the servants of God went to bribe this king.
他们不需要做什么特别的工作，不要去游说，不要去做这些政治上的手段。
Then the people of God did not have to use any political matters to get their freedom.
因为这些是神所爱的，神就感动这个王，就让他们回去，那他们就回去了。
Because the people of God are beloved people of God, and God raised Cyrus to allow them to return.
神的工作就这样子完成了。
And this is how the Lord's work was completed.
所以我们看到，即使我们在社会上工作。
And so today, when we are working in society,
其实我们成为一个传福音、报好信息的人的时候
，if we become a servant that brings good tidings,
神他会感动我们的上司
，the Lord will move our
他帮助我们
boss
成就一些我们认为很困难的工作
，and he will help us fulfill with some duties that may be difficult to us.
我们前两个礼拜刚刚那个成人神学班结束啊
，so just 2 weeks ago the Adult theological seminar came to an end.
我们这当中有许多年长的，甚至是在工作当中的信徒参加这个神训班。
So many of workers attended this event.
老人啊
elderly people.
还有一些真的在工作、社会上工作的年轻人啊。
And also there are youths that are in.
那年轻人。就是想说我去工作上班工作哇请假去参加教会的活动老板会同意吗
So some of the youths thought that they might not be able to get vacation to attend such an event
我们有很多人很顾虑不敢去请假
So a lot of the youths were didn't dare to
我们有姐妹就见证说
So a sister testified
她当时也是觉得说她不敢去跟老板说我要休假两个礼拜参加教会的活动
And she was afraid to ask her boss for a 2 week vacation to attend the event
她说一直都不敢开口
And she was unable to open her mouth
但是这这么奇妙当她下定决心说 我就是要去参加教会的活动然后就得到跟神更亲近的这个机会
But when she was determined to attend this event and just take the opportunity to draw closer to God
祷告之后她就跟老板说了
After prayer, she approached her boss.
老板二话不说，好啊，就去。
And the boss just agreed.
都不用解释什么理由。
And she didn't have to explain herself.
也没有跟他任何刁难。
And she did not have to.
让他高高兴兴就来参加教会的这个讲习会了。
And she was able to attend this event.
所以这个君王的心在神手上了。
And so the heart of the king is with God.
我们今天你看，成为神的仆人。
So today, as a servant of God,
只要我们有真的这个心，我要去传讲好信息。
As long as we have the heart to preach the good tidings,
其他的每一件事情，神都帮我们安排好。
Then everything else, the Lord will take care for us.
这就是神的仆人。
And this is how servant of God is.
我们现在看第41章。
So let us turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
41章第27节。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 27。
41章27节，我首先对锡安说，看哪，我要将一位报好信息的赐给耶路撒冷。
27, the first time I said to Zion, look, there they are, and I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings.
我们中文翻译在这一节里面，他没有把原来的意思翻出来。
So in the Chinese translation, it is missing a phrase.
他本来是说，看啊，看啊，讲两次。
It mentions look, two times.
看啊，看啊，看这些，这些。
And look over there.
然后他说，我要给耶路撒冷一个传好信息的。
And it mentions, I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings.
那这个神说两次的，看啊，这个仆人是谁啊？
And so the servant in which the Lord says, look twice, who is it referring to?
这里这个报好信息的是先知以赛亚。
And it is referring to prophet Isaiah.
就是他去传讲神信息的人。
He is the one who will bring good tidings.
他要让这些外邦的这些拜偶像的，当时候包括百姓他们在拜偶像的人都可以明白。
And he is to allow the foreign nations who worship other gods and the children of people who were worshiping gods at that time.
这个就是神特别说你要去耶路撒冷报好信息。
And this is, he was, they were to know that he is the one that will be going to Jerusalem to bring good tidings.
这个就是你看他报好信息，他报一个非常重要 的那个道理，让神的百姓突然醒悟过来。
And his good tidings will allow the children of God to be awakened.
你看今天我们去传讲信息的时候，
And today when we are preaching the gospel,
我们愿意去传，这是我们的心智，我们的态度。
And we are willing to preach because of our attitude.
我们去传这位独一的真神。
And we preach the one true God.
我们去述说神的美德，让我们生命成为神的荣耀。
We preach His wonderful works, and our lives are glorifying to God.
很重要的，包括我们所讲的信息是什么。
And importantly, the content of what we are preaching.
其实他所讲的这个好信息，就是从第八节到第二十节的。
And this good tidings is the content from verse 8.
从第四十一章本身来说，他的好信息其实就是第八节的到第二十节。
So the good tidings in chapter 41 refers to verses 8 to verse 20.
那这一段信息最重要的一点就是，
And this the most important part of this message is
愿意来信靠神的人呢、啊、
，that those who are willing to rely on God，
神要把他们做一个非常不可能的改变，这是世人做不到的。
God will make a change that is that it cannot be imagined by men.
神他对他的选民这样说。
And so God spoke to His people in this manner.
我要搀扶你的右手，对不对？对你说，你不要怕。第十三节。
In verse 13, for I the Lord will hold your right hand.
我必帮助你。
And saying, fear not, I will help you.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
你这个从雅各，你们恨你们以色列人，不要害怕。主说，我必帮助你。你的救赎主就是以色列圣者。
For verse 14, fear not, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
你看这里特别提到这个，这些雅各、啊、本来是虫一样，很软弱，没有用，人家一踩就死。
So here it describes Jacob as a worm, so weak, and if you step on it, it will die.
就是在世人眼中根本没有价值的。
And in the eyes of God, they have no true value.
但是这个他说你的救赎主以色列圣者他现在要帮助你，要让你转变。
But the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, will allow you to transform.
要从很软弱没有用的虫一样把它变成一个神所用的非常有力的工具。
And this worm, it will transform you from a useless worm to a very powerful and useful tool.
这个工具就是第十五节说，看啊，我要使你成为有筷子打量的新器具。
And verse 15, this tool will be a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth.
第十六节说，你要把它剥扬，风要吹去，啊，把这些啊这些糠皮都把它吹断，吹光。
16, you shall winnow them; the wind shall carry them away.
然后你要以神为乐，以以色列圣者为荣耀。
And you shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel.
所以其实神的这个信息里面就提到说，他要改变我们的生命。
And so this message is telling us that the Lord will change our lives.
本来没有价值的。
And once we were of no profit,
要成为神重用的。
And we were useless, but now we will be useful before God.
那要让人看到神的作为，神是很奇妙的。
And to for other people, for all to see that the miraculous works of God.
所以今天呢，我们很多弟兄姐妹，我们都可以经历神这个转变的权柄，他让我们的生命改变了。
And so many of us today can experience this transforming power of God.
让我们成为神所要用的这个仆人。
And to transform us to a useful worker for him.
我们能够到处去传报主耶稣救恩这个好信息。
So we can go and preach to all places the wonderful salvation and the good tidings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们去传讲这个福音的时候，我们的脚中是很美好的。
And when we preach the gospel, it is a wonderful thing.
我们看53章，最后看53章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书53章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7.
那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的神作王了。”这人的脚登山何等佳美。
53 verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and his sheep before his shears is silent.
对不起，52章的第七节。
52 verse 7.
看错了，52章第七节。
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns.
所以这里特别提到说，我们去宣告我们的神是作王，他是独一的，这个好信息，我们的脚中就很佳美，我们的生命非常有价值。
And so we see that once we are able to preach this wonderful message, the feet of him who brings good news and proclaims peace, and we will have a good ending to our lives.
在这个年终啊，众人都在 shopping， 在 relax， 在到处要去买购物的同时啊。
So in this time of the year when people are relaxed, they are shopping and buying.
通常这段时间也就是我们的宣道的工作。最没有什么动静的时候。
This is also a time when we are stagnant in our work.
因为有时候血拼都来不及的，还要时间去传福音啊。就是说要去买东西都时间都不够了。
Sometimes we don't even have enough time to go shopping. How can we?
等一下要去这一家店，等一下要去那一家店。这个黑色星期五、星期一，现在已经延长到整个礼拜，通通都是在买东西了。
And so now this Black Friday and Cyber Monday has been extended to entire week, so we're always buying things.
现在已经变成黑色的一星期了，不是只有一天而已了。
So it's not only Black Friday, but the Black Week.
那所以呢，我们一定要时常记住主耶稣交付给我们这个使命。
And so we must always remember this commission that has been entrusted to us by our Lord.
让我们成为一个传报好信息的主所悦的所爱的仆人。
And so we can be a servant, a beloved servant of God that brings good tidings.
其实有时候去买东西也可以传福音啊。
Sometimes if we go shopping, we can also preach.
我们就是有一个弟兄
，It was a brother.
他就去买东西的时候，他排队排在我们一个姐妹的前面。
And he was when he was shopping, when he was lining up, he was standing behind our sister.
我们这个姐妹听到他跟他朋友在对话，知道他是同乡的。
And so when the sister was When
他听到这个弟兄，他跟他的朋友在讲话。
So our sister overheard our brother and his friend speaking.
他要知道说他从他的家乡来的，他那个马上去跟他说你要来信耶稣。
So once she found out that they were from the same village, she came up to him and said, "You have to believe."
你有没有信耶稣？他说有。
And she asked him, and he said yes.
那你信耶稣，你一定要来真耶稣教会。
And if you already believe in God, then you must come to Jesus Church.
就刚好这个弟兄那时候就是在找真教会。
And it so happened that this man he was also searching for church.
我们这姐妹就把那个福音小册子拿给他了。
And so our sister gave him a pamphlet of our church.
这个人他拿回去看了。
So after looking at this pamphlet of the basic doctrines,
他就照那个地址到教会去聚会了。
And he followed the address to the church.
他就找到他所要的真教会。
And he found the one true church he was seeking. And he came to believe.
所以就是这么一个简单的动作而已。
And it was through this simple action.
就看到，神 的工作很奇妙。
You see that the miraculous works of God.
所以他去买东西，哎，他这个所走过的路哦，也很美。
And we see that after through shopping, this path that he took was also beautiful.
好，因为我们在购物的这个季节里面，我们可能接触很多人。
Because during the shopping season, we interact with many people.
那我们抓住这个机会，成为传播好信息的仆人。
And so let us use this as an opportunity to be a servant that brings good tidings.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
273首。
Let's sing 273.